It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Murnell with KRWG News. Hispanics are gravely concerned about the pandemic's effect on the economy. Ross Brown has more from the Texas News Service.
The nation's economy has contracted at historic rates since the outset of COVID-19, and the outbreak has significantly harmed the finances of U.S. Hispanics, causing many to fear eviction may be next. The unemployment rate for Hispanics rose sharply, according to new data from the Pew Research Center. Researcher Mark Hugo Lopez says even before the pandemic struck, Hispanics expressed concern about their economic situation despite near record low levels of unemployment through the end of 2019. He says among Hispanics, 70% believe the worst of the coronavirus and its problems are still to come.
Hispanics have long been a group that has oftentimes had finances that perhaps are stretched compared more to other groups because of both their lower earnings, but also the jobs that they have, and sometimes even their immigrant status.
Lopez says even a decade after the last recession, most Hispanics hadn't recovered their pre-recession earnings. Pew Research shows the unemployment rate for Hispanic women jumped from 5.5% to more than 20% between February and April of this year, compared with a high of about 17% for Hispanic men. Lopez says because Hispanics are more likely to rent than own their homes, they are also more likely to face eviction. And because Hispanic women typically have face-to-face contact jobs in the hospitality or restaurant industry, they were some of the first to lose their jobs when COVID-19 shut down businesses and now have the highest unemployment rate.
Think about that. That's 1 in 5 Hispanic women unemployed as a result of the COVID-19 recession, and that was higher than any other gender racial group that one could look at.
A moratorium on eviction, along with federal pandemic relief payments, unemployment checks, and rental assistance programs, have helped many Texas renters survive the pandemic. But the same is not true for those who are undocumented. Migrants who are undocumented either don't qualify for such aid or fear requesting it because it could alert immigration authorities. For Texas News Service, I'm Roz Brown.
Let's go now to a local viewpoint. Professional athletes have joined the movement for social justice. Some thoughts from commentator Walt Rubel.
Jackie Robinson broke the color barrier in Major League Baseball in 1947, but change came slower to Birmingham, Alabama. The minor league Birmingham Barons played in the Southern Association, which had just one black player in its history. The Southern Association went under in 1961. After 2 years without baseball, the Barons were ready to make their return, but there was a problem. All of the leagues by then were integrated. In Birmingham, segregation was more than just tradition, it was the law. The so-called Checkers Law made it a crime for blacks and whites to compete against each other. If the good people of Birmingham wanted to see the Barons return, they would have to change their laws. On opening day for the 1964 season, the Barons' lineup included a young pitcher named John Blue Moon Odom, who would go on to star for the Oakland A's. Black fans were allowed to sit in the same section as whites at Rickwood Field for the first time. When it comes to race relations, sports has long been ahead of society in general. The 1964 Barons are one example where that made a tangible difference. Lou Henson is another. When he took the job at Hardin-Simmons in 1962, Henson insisted that they include black players for the first time. Last week, the Milwaukee Bucks refused to play their scheduled NBA playoff game after seeing the video of Jacob Blake being shot 7 times in the back by police in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Teams and players in other sports united in solidarity, and for a couple of days they brought most of the sports world to a halt. That show of strength and unity was impressive, but they're making a demand that can't be met. No more black lives ended at the hands of police. Part of the legend of Jackie Robinson was that he was selected by former Brooklyn Dodgers owner Branch Rickey to be the first black player in Major League Baseball, in part for his strength to not fight back in the face of racial slurs and abuse. That's undoubtedly why he is universally held in such high esteem today. We venerate passive black resistance to white brutality. Athletes like Tommy Smith, John Carlos, and Colin Kaepernick haven't fared as well in our collective memories. There'll be more protests by athletes in the days ahead. Some people will brand them as unpatriotic. Others, such as Jared Kushner, will suggest that those who are paid so well have no right to complain. Just shut up and dribble. They've heard it all before. Protests never solve the problem, but they do draw attention to it. The rest is up to us.
While Rubel's columns appear in the local viewpoint section at krwg.org, Rubel's opinions are his own and do not necessarily represent the views of KRWG Public Media or NMSU.